This is Passport to Texas. Corey Mason is Wildlife Regional Director for Region 3 and says once limited to South Texas, white-winged doves are on the move.
We do. You know, we find mourning dove and white-winged dove both all the way from far west Texas and Trans-Pecos region into the piney woods of East Texas. And we've recently, actually this year, found new colonies of nesting white-winged dove deep in East Texas.
Why is that unusual?
Historically, white-winged dove were found along the lower Rio Grande Valley in South Texas, really associated with South Texas brush and some of the citrus groves in the 80s. But since that time, there's been a huge range-wide expansion of these birds all across the state. White-winged dove can basically be found nearly in any county in the state now.
So what do we attribute this movement of the white wings too?
You know, a lot of it can be triggered back to a hard freeze in the 80s, kind of moved some of those birds, kind of lost of some of those types of nesting habitat. Those birds adjusted and moved from that. So we kind of have two populations of white wing now. We have the historic South Texas, south of San Antonio, populations of white wing dove. And then we have north of that line, population of white wing dove that are all across the state now that are really kind of moving these transient movements from one urban population to the next. And from there, spreading out and out and out. It's really occurred over the last 10 or 15 years. And like I said, these birds can nearly be found pretty much anywhere in the state now.
The dove season opener in the north and central zones is Saturday, September 1st. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and celebrates 75 years of funding diverse conservation projects throughout Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.